Hi everyone, welcome to another Scrambled Movie Ranting. As some of you may know, I think Pingu is awesome. Or I don't know if you knew that, but I think Pingu is awesome and I love penguins. I've never seen Happy Feet, but it's on my list of movies to watch. I feel Pingu reminds me of just some of the great stop-motion animations I used to watch as a kid. And there was just something about Aardman Productions or Aardman Animation, which I can't believe I'm forgetting that one show that they had. I'm forgetting they talk like Pingu. But yeah, guys, there's so many great animations that Aardman has produced. You know, Pingu's not one of them. Or there's so many just great stop-motion animation movies out there. Sorry, that came out wrong. But I was thinking like Pingu, Wallace and Gromit, Pingu, the Gumby movie, which is amazing, Kubo and the Two Strings, which is sad, and I never thought I'd see Claymation, Samurais, and Origami. Yeah, a blend of British and American stop-motion animation, just classics that I liked watching, and I'm sure a lot of other people grew up watching that. The music in the Gumby movie is just amazing. But yeah, here's our favorite lovable goofy penguin getting into trouble again. This is a tribute to the Pingu Chef episode where he's cooking popcorn with someone else and shares it with the popcorn with his Arctic town. As always, guys, you can find it on the Movie Thoughts and Reviews YouTube channel page. I'm calling it Pingu's Penguin Popcorn. This is the title of a short little animation movie I created. I hope you like it. I put always 110%. Hard work and passion into these things, so I hope you'll like it, and as always, constructive feedback is always welcomed and appreciated. I tried making the characters look like clay or like, you know, wooden objects that you would use in a stop motion movie. I tried to give it my best to give it a clay texture rather than just strictly 3D, because I think that's what's amazing about stop motion. You can control it, basically, you know, it's so detailed oriented there, whereas like it takes so long just to create one movement. I had such a great respect and appreciation for anyone who does stop motion, because it takes so long just to do even seconds, basically. So I tried to create something that you would use in a stop motion, because I didn't have a toy penguin, I didn't have a toy panda. So I thought I would try to make it like a wooden kind of claymation texture. So it's I animated those characters from scratch. So, but yes, I felt inspired after watching Pingu as a chef episode, and you know, I love popcorn as well, which is, I felt it'd be amazing to see Pingu battle and share his culinary creation with a hungry bear. And in this one, the panda is not so nice like our friend Po from Kung Fu Panda. But you never know what could happen with Pingu. As we all know, he could become friends with an angry, hungry panda, hopefully. But yeah, just like, you know, in terms of going on about the Scrambled Movie Ranting, in terms of just going or talking more about the Scrambled Movie Rantings, just something to know that finally we're getting another Karate Kid movie, which is, I think, the sixth one with Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. I don't know, guys, we're finally getting to see these two legends together, which I'd have to double check, but congratulations to Ralph getting his black belt in karate, and glad to see Jackie Chan on the big screen again. But yeah, I'm hoping this movie is not just simply I just don't want it to be another high school person who gets beat up and finds a master and fights back and wins a tournament. If that's it, that's still awesome, but hopefully we'll see something different. I'm also glad they're talking about Wing Chun Kung Fu being combined with karate, which, from what I can tell, Li Fang, the protagonist, may find himself in a typical situation, which represents this whole discussion: does Kung Fu still work in today's world, and does it have practicality? I feel certainly it does. I'm not just saying because Kung Fu is, it looks awesome, and it is awesome. I feel it certainly does because I'm someone who is a major fan of Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, numerous Kung Fu legends, and other Shaolin movies. But what I love about this one, it's not just mixed martial arts or anything you just see in a UFC. They take a traditional art like Miyagi Karate and respectfully modify and modernize it to have a fighting chance against his opponent. But so yeah, I thought that was a neat little concept, or actually no, it was an amazing concept, because who doesn't love martial arts? whichever style you practice. But yeah, guys, I hope this one will be awesome, and it's good to see another Kung Fu movie on the big screen. I don't know if it's Wing Chun Kung Fu, I'd have to double check. I just remember seeing a wooden dummy and thinking it's Wing Chun. And I was thinking about the Ip Man movies. Any other movies? Thunderbolts looks awesome. Finally, we're going to see the superhero counterpart to Captain America, US Agent. I always thought he looked cool and he had an awesome shield. And I also like the Winter Soldier. Oh, Superman? I feel he's gonna make us forget about the Justice League, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Man of Steel. Not to insult those movies, but I like them too. I just feel this one would be more respectful to the animated series and not over-the-top CGI fighting. Superman, I mean, he's like the superhero, so yeah, this is kind of a big deal. Plus, I just liked how he had this iconic Superman look, a bright blue, red. He looks like a Superman to me, so I think I have high expectations and I have good hopes for this movie. So I think this movie will be awesome and it'll be super. Last thing, Fantastic Four looks amazing. I like how they kind of had a Jetsons look, which is the one old cartoon. I think it's like the counterpart to the Flintstones. I never really watched the Jetsons that much, or the Flintstones. I just remember how they looked, but that's kind of what my first thought was when I first saw Fantastic Four, specifically the one that's coming out this year, in terms of the trailer. But yeah, perfect casting. I also like the whole 1960s and 70s look to it, which is not overly modern like the ones with Chris Evans and Jessica Alba. But yeah, this looks amazing. And finally, we'll get to see Galactus, who was ever in charge of designing Ben Grimm, the Thing. Thank you, he looks amazing. He doesn't look like a rock Hulk. He definitely looks a lot more different. Also, I'm not sure if Mr. Fantastic has a mustache, but that's still cool. Pedro Pascal is an excellent actor. I'm not an expert on Fantastic Four, so I'm looking forward to probably watching some Fantastic Four movies to educate myself to prepare watching Fantastic Four First Steps when it comes out. But yeah, as always, thanks guys. Thanks for watching, and have a great summer. Oh, just to mention again, please watch Pingu's Penguin Popcorn if you get a chance. It is a 3D animated short film I made for Radio Laurier. Hope any Pingu fans like it, or anyone who's a passionate fan of stop motion animation or animation overall. That's Pingu's Penguin Popcorn, or Pingu Penguin Popcorn. All right, guys, thanks again.